Greetings and welcome to Rockin' the Suburbs. No, I'm not Jim or Patrick, and those guys are taking a much-needed break. My name is Michael White, and I'm sitting in my office, actually, in Rockford, Illinois. And I have the privilege of guest hosting this edition of Rockin' the Suburbs. And that came about because I've known Jim Lenihan for about, I guess, going on 30 years now. I knew him when he worked in Rockford at the newspaper here, the local, and I knew Katie. And we've kept up through the magic of the evil Facebook. And so he kindly asked if I would guest host one of these episodes. And I said, sure. I used to do a podcast radio show at Rockford College Radio for a couple years. And I kind of know how to do this a little bit, I think, I hope. Coming up with a concept for the show, I asked Jim, I said, well, why don't I just do what I did on my radio show? And what that involves is playing records I like for people who may not have heard them before. And so that's what we're going to do today. And we're going to start off with this one.
If I could only be sure that you love me, baby. If I could only be sure that you love me, baby. I'd climb the highest mountain, I'd swim the deepest sea. I'd take on all your misery just to make you happy. If you just let me love you, baby. If you just let me love you, baby. Mm-hmm. If I could read your mind, saying and love me, darling.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was a guy named Nolan Porter and a record called If I Could Only Be Sure. Nolan Porter's an interesting guy. He's married to Frank Zappa's sister, of all things, and some of the musicians on that track were, in fact, part of the Mothers of Invention. There was also Lowell George playing guitar, Lowell George from Little Feet. And I love that record, and I love most of Nolan Porter's records. That came from a 1970 album called No Apologies, and he's still out there. He's still doing shows, so Keep an eye open for him. He may be coming your way at some point. Okay, we are going to move on. This next record is in French. I'm going to warn you right up front. This is a French record from 1969, and it's by a guy named Jacques Dutronc. And he was kind of sort of a like Johnny Hallyday who just died. He was actor, pop star, that's singer, that sort of thing. And I especially like him because we share the same birthday. So, you know, that elevates anybody in my book, except for Saddam Hussein. We share the same birthday too, but yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to move on with another record I really like, another artist, Barbara Keith. I found this record several years ago, and I just really liked it. It's from 1972. She was an interesting artist. She had a deal with Warner Brothers, decided she didn't want to be in the music business, gave the money back, and then left the business for a while, and returned with the Stone Coyotes, a family band that she put together. And one of their big fans was the author Elmore Leonard. And in fact, the book Be Cool, the sequel to Get Shorty, Barbara Keith features prominently in that book. And this is a beautiful song. I think people probably have heard it now. Amanda Shires recorded it. But I just really like this song, so we're going to play it.
People expect you to fall, hit that same old wall. Really, they don't want to help at all. They talk behind your back today, shake their heads and say, well, I always knew that the ball would come to no good anyway. You better pack up and go, Detroit or Buffalo. Anybody want a way you don't know, you don't know. God knows everybody gotta go sometime. And I'm taking this train to the end of the line. Missing every mile that friend of mine. I haven't been too well myself, a lot of time on the shelf. Saying that I don't need help when I do. But I'm gonna be just fine. A lot of friends, a little wide. Still, I wish I could see you again sometime. But I better pack up.
Okay, that was Detroit or Buffalo from the Barbara Keith self-titled album from 1972. And I hope you're finding this entertaining. I haven't done this in a while, so and I don't have a partner to have patter with here, so that's, I'm a little bit at a loss that way, but we're gonna press on anyway. So what do we got next here? We have Plummet Airlines. Plummet Airlines was a band that I first read about in the back of Trouser Press. They used to have ads for this this record store from the West Village in New York called the Golden Disc. And you'd look at the names of the bands, and it was a punk day, so there were some really pretty crazy names. And Plummet Airlines just jumped out at me. And of course, there was the joke about, you know, What's the best double bill ever is, Plummet Airlines and Lynyrd Skynyrd, but I'm not going to go that way. Anyway, they were kind of a pub rock band. They had at least one single out on Stiff Records, and the members went on to work with a bunch of interesting folks like the Pogues and Deke Leonard and Kirsty MacColl, Reckless Eric, who, by the way, also has a really, really good album out right now, so you should look that one up. But this is up Plummet Airlines. It's Hard.
Spin like diamonds in the night. No one told me you could be such a pretty sight. When I see you in the night, all I want to do is take you home. Oh, but it's hard. They're hard, too hard. Yeah, it's hard, so hard, so hard. See you coming down the street. Little girl, you know you sweep me off my very feet. See you coming, you're so fine. We could melt the butter if we only had time. But it's hard, when it's hard, too hard. Hard, so hard, yeah, hard.
Key. That was Plummet Airlines, and this is nice of Jim to ask me to do this. I'm a fan of the podcast, and was really proud to get name checked in a couple of the episodes. I noticed when he talked about making his album with the Bloody Stumps back in Rockford. I helped those guys out with that, and that was really fun, and it turned out well, I thought. Very nice to get a little recognition for that. And it's a typical internet story. I still haven't seen Jim in ages. But you know, connected via the big dirty greasy Facebook and became a fan of the podcast. And Facebook led me to this next band too. This is a new band, a younger band from England. Dan Stewart from Green and Red posted about them, and I think they're great. What I love about this band is it reminds me of what it was like to be young and be in the garage and banging it out, except they seem to have spent a lot of time in the garage because this band is really good. This is a band called Tangerines. They're from the Peckham area of London, and they have an album out called Into the Flophouse, which is really good, front to back, terrific. I don't know if they're ever going to come to the States to play, and things being what they are, but I would hope so, and I would love to see them. And so this is going to wrap up my little bit here, and hopefully it worked out. You know, I'm starting to get my footing back a little bit, I think. And I hope you like the songs that we played today. Maybe we could do this again sometime. I don't know. If we were lucky, we could do this. Anyway, this is Tangerines. And thanks again to Jim and Patrick for letting me do this. Talk to you on the other end of this record.